Morning, everybody.
大家早上好.
By show of good to bad, how are we doing today on this scale?
今天早上, 如果这个是好的, 这个是不好的, 大家感觉怎么样? 大家都是好的。
Great. Well, my name is Dylan Boyd.
我的名字叫 Dylan Boyd.
And like was said, I work at Grace Bible Church at the Anderson campus, specifically with youth ministry.
我是在 GBC 的 Anderson campus, 主要是在青年事工,
so
在服侍.
Sorry. So it's nice to be in a room where everybody's actually in their seats rather than like running around and hitting the walls.
所以对我来说今天很好的看到大家都坐在自己的座位上，而我原来是习惯看大家跑来跑去的。
But as a fellow over at Grace Bible Church, I get to do vocational ministry, but also I'm taking classes through seminary with Dallas Theological Seminary.
我在 GBC 这个 fellow 这个项目里头，我也做一些训练，但是同时我自己也在神学院读课程。
So it's really nice to be with y'all this morning. Like we read this morning, we'll be in Proverbs 18:10.
非常高兴今天能够在这里 我们刚才已经读了，我们读的是箴言18章第10节。
So it will be on the screen at different times, but if you want to open your Bibles, that's where we'll be for the most part.
这些经文会不断的在屏幕上出现，但是如果你习惯于看你的圣经的话，你也可以这么做。
So really quickly, I want to open up just with a story from something that happened last year.
一开始我想跟大家讲一个故事，这个故事发生在去年。
I was at a party with some friends for a man who was about to get married.
我是在一个聚会 party 上, 这个是一个人他马上就要结婚, 那我们有一个聚会。
And they really, really enjoyed playing airsoft, which is something that I'd never done before in my life.
他们特别喜欢玩这个气枪那个游戏, 而我从来没有玩过这个游戏。
And so I show up to this party, I'm just thinking we're going to have fun, get to chill, hang out, and then they start grabbing all these different like airsoft guns and want to go outside and play airsoft.
我本来觉得这个很好玩，一起来享受这个聚会，然后突然发现他们拿出各种各样的气枪来开始玩那个气枪的游戏。
And we were in the middle of the woods. I had not prepared for it at all. I was in shorts and like really nice tennis shoes that shouldn't get mud on them.
我们是在那个相当于树林里头打那个机枪游戏，我没有准备，我穿的是短裤，然后穿的这个是非常好的一双，旅游鞋，这个不应该在泥地里踩的那种。
But then we went out, and I was like, well, it's his party, so we'll go ahead and jump in and play airsoft.
但是我想这是他的那个 party, 我还是要参与，所以我就参加了。
And so in the middle of it, my strategy from the moment we say start was, okay, where's the best place to hide?
所以我的策略从一开始就是找一个什么最好的地方藏起来，不让人家打中我。
And that was something that actually took a lot of trial and error. So my first time, I was like, oh, there's this awesome bush. I'll just hide behind this bush.
这个对我来说经过了这个不同的事。 试验最后才找到一个好的方法，一开始我是觉得这个有个灌木丛，我就藏在后面。
But even though the bush was large, even with the bushes that you see outside, right, airsoft pellets can go straight through those things, no problem.
因为一开始我以为这个灌木好像挺高挺厚实的，但是这个气枪子弹可以完全没有问题穿过这个灌木来击中你。
So I get out immediately, and I start having these little like welts on my skin from where the pellets hit me.
所以很快的我就会接种，然后就退出了那个游戏，身上有被那个气枪子弹打中的那个痕迹。
So then my next strategy was just to run really fast.
然后第二个策略就是跑，跑得越快越好。
But I was not faster than the airsoft pellets.
但是我跑得再快，也没有气枪子弹来得快。
So it wasn't until the third place that I found behind this really big tree that I was actually able to find safety from the pellets.
只是到了我的第三个计谋，就是找到了一棵非常大的树，藏在那棵树的后面，我才没有被气枪子弹打中。
But what I found that day through trial and error was that the places that we choose to hide can either help us or hurt us.
我那天学到的功课就是你找到一个藏身之处，可能是会帮助你，也可能会伤害你。
So I forgot that I had slides, so I'm going to catch up right there. Yeah, where we seek safety, can either help us or hurt us.
我们寻找的安全的地方，这个地方可能能够帮助我们，也可能会伤害我们。
And every day, you know, we encounter different decisions that we have to make, and hardships will enter into our lives, and we have to find a place for safety.
我们每一天会做各种各样的决定来面对困难的情况，我们常常需要的是找到一个安全的地方，藏身之处。
And like we read this morning, and like we sang about in all of these songs, Proverbs 18:10 would point us to the name of the Lord as the place to hide.
就像我们今天要读的经文，以及我们前面唱的诗歌里头，我们要找到的藏身之处是耶和华的名。
So this morning, I just want to take some time and really just look at this verse and see, okay, what ways can we be people who run to the name of the Lord for safety?
今天早上我就想花一点时间，就是着重在这一节经文，来讲述我们怎么样来奔入耶和华的名，来寻找我们的安全和安稳。
But the main truth this morning that all of this will fit under is just this, that the name of the Lord offers safety.
我们今天要讲的这个真理，这个最主要点就是耶和华的名，神的名，它能够提供安全。
But if you're anything like me, reading that is a little bit confusing. Like, how do you run to a name, a word?
不过如果你像我以前一样的可能会有一种困惑，为什么一个名字能够给我们提供一种安全？
So this morning I want to define what it's talking about when it says the name of the Lord.
所以我今天早上要来给一个定义，当我们说耶和华的名的时候，这个名到底是什么意思？
So first we want to recognize that this is just an underlined version of the verse.That the name of the Lord is God's attributes.
首先要强调的一点是，耶和华的名是神的属性。这个名是神的属性。
So back in ancient culture, back when Proverbs was written,
在远古的文化中间，特别是在箴言被写成的那个时候
，names carried a lot of meaning.
这个名字有它特别的意义，名字本身有它的特别的意义。
And in some cultures today, that still remains true.
今天在有些文化中间，那个名字仍然有这个意特别的特定的意思在里头。
But commonly in my circles, my friend groups, names are more just decided on like, oh, is that cute? And that's kind of the only decision matrix they have.
但是在今天很多地方，特别是在我生活的圈子里，这个名字没有什么特别的意义。这个名字就是哦，这个名字很可爱，如此而已。
But back then, names said something about who somebody was.
但是在当时那个时候，这个名字在告诉人们这个人是什么样的一个人。
So for example, there was a man, this man named Publius Cornelius Scipio in Rome.
这个比如举个例子，这个罗马时代有这个人的名字，他叫 Publius Cornelius Scipio,
and he was a general in the Roman army.
他是罗马军队的一个将军。
And he went on a conquest, fought a battle in the continent of Africa.
他去征服非洲，打了一个仗。
And he won that battle.
他打胜了这个仗。
So then his name was Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus.
然后他的名字就在原来的名字后面加了一个 Africanus, 就是加了个非洲这个字在他的名字中间。
So it's almost like his name carried with him this reputation of the things that he has done.
所以他的名字，他现在的名字就带着他的这个名声，这个名声就是在非洲打仗得胜，所以他的名字里头有 Africanus。
But names also carry with somebody their reputation.
这个名字啊，仍然同时也带着这个人的，这个人的名声。
For example, when you were in school, really like young, and somebody said the name of a teacher you didn't like, you were like, ugh.
比如说这个你在年轻的时候在学校里的时候，人家说了一个老师，这个老师大家都不是喜欢，一提他的名字你就说ugh。
Or if somebody said the name of a child, one of your children, your heart's like, aw.
当然有人提到了你孩子的名字，你说哦。
So there's both this kind of resume encapsulated in a name and also this reputation.
所以这个名字来像描述了一个人也表证了一个人的他的名声。
So this morning we're going to take a little bit of time to look at what was the reputation of the Lord, the resume of the Lord that is being talked about in this verse.
所以我们今天要花一点时间去讲这个耶和华这个名字象征着耶和华的身份和他的名声。
And I think it's important as we come into this conversation to recognize in our own hearts the reputation that we give the Lord. Like, what is the Lord's reputation when we think about the name of the Lord?
非常重要的是在我们那个过程中间我们要思想我给神一个什么样的名声，我们要思想这个问题。
So I came up with three different ways that sometimes we see God.
我自己找到了三个我们在我们印象中间神是什么样的神，就是我们眼中的神是什么样子的。
So there's one view of God that has him as disappointed or demanding.
有一种观点就是觉得我们那个神他是让人失望的，或者说是要求特别高的。
That he is angry or unsatisfied and not a God that we can come close to.
所以常常他是好像是非常的愤怒，是一个非常让我们难以亲近的神。
Or you could see God as distant or disengaged.
或者你可以把神看作这种遥远的，非常冷漠的这样的一个神。
And he is not even aware of the things that are going on in your life.
他根本不知道我们生活中间所经历的问题，他根本都不关心。
And then there's another view that's kind of on the flip side, that is that God is all loving and there is no justice in him.
还有一个这个观点就是好像是翻过来说神是完完全全的爱，但是呢他没有公义。
Kind of what I refer to as like a teddy bear God.
这个全是爱没有公义的话就相当于这个Teddy bear, 这样的一个神。
But,
teddy bear.
But this morning, I want to look at what Scripture defines as the name of the Lord.
这些是我们也许会有这样的这个对神的观点，神的名，但是我们要看看圣经到底是怎么说的。
And the name of the Lord is actually declared by God Himself in the book of Exodus, chapter 34.
这个神的名是神自己宣告的，在出埃及记三十二章。
So I will read it. Should I stop in the middle at some point?
You can just read it.
Okay.
And I'll read it through.
Great. So this is God telling who He is to Moses.
这个是神跟摩西说他是什么样的一个神。
Says the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in loyal love and faithfulness.Keeping loyal love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but he by no means leaves the guilty unpunished, responding to the transgression of fathers by dealing with children and children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽。过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。
So when we look at how God describes His own character and personality,
所以当我们看神他自己来描述他自己的特征和自己的品格，
we see that all of these different views of God are actually wrong.
我们能够看到，我们前面讲的，也许我们眼里头看到的神，这些观点都是错的。
In this passage, we see that God is compassionate and gracious.
在这个经文里头，我们看到神是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
But he is also just.
但是他还是公义的。
So he's somebody who loves passionately.
所以他是这样的人，他是非常非常有爱心。
And also hates evil.
但是他恨恶罪恶。
He is both forgiving and righteous.
他是赦免我们的罪，但是他还是有公义。
And so as we look at who God declares himself to be, we see that he is not only approachable, but he is protective.
所以当我们看到神的这些品格的时候，我们能够看到我们能够接近他，并且他能够保护我们。
Which is actually the point that this whole proverb is trying to make.
其实这个正好是我们箴言这句经文所要讲的意思。
So if we've defined, right, that the name of the Lord is God's attributes,
所以我们在这里定义了神的名是神的品性。
We now want to look at what the name of the Lord offers.
所以我们要看一看神的名它能够给我们什么。
And so we see, right, that the name of the Lord is like a strong tower.
所以我们这里看到说耶和华的名是坚固台。
And that the righteous person runs to it and is set safely on high.
一人奔入便得安稳。
So we see that the name of the Lord is a source of protection.
所以我们这里看到耶和华的名神的名是我们保护的来源。
And we see that God's name is sturdy and safe.
我们看到这个神的名它是坚固的，它能够给我们安全。
So the picture on the screen is actually of a redwood tree.
这个屏幕上那个图是是这个红木树，加州的红木树。
And these trees are massive.
这些树非常非常的大。
I actually went on a vacation with my family back, I think sometime in college, and we got to go see these trees.
我还是在上大学的时候跟我们全家一起去度假，然后去看了这些红木树。
And it is a very surreal feeling to be so small compared to such a large tree.
这个当你把自己跟那个那么大的树一比，自己那么的小，给你这种感觉都是有点不真实的感觉。
These trees are 250 to 300 feet tall.
这个树能够长到大概100米高。
And they're like 10 to 15 feet wide.
大概2到3米的直径。
And so in the midst, they're hundreds of years old, even in the midst of all of the storms and different weather patterns that have come through.
他们都是有几百年的年龄啊，他们能够经历了各种各样的风雨和风暴，但是能存活几百年。
And we see that the proverb is using verbiage kind of like this tree, this strong tower, to describe the name of the Lord.
所以我们看到这个箴言这句圣经用了这个高坚固台这个词来描述，就像这个红木树一样，这种稳固，那种安全。
Some Bible commentators would say that this word set safely on high is actually a military type expression that stresses the effect of trust and security.
有些这个圣经解经家说这个稳固在高处稳固这个本身的意思相当于一个军事上的术语来描述一种给你的安全。
And so while me, I have three brothers, and while we were walking around amidst all of these trees,
我们有弟兄三个，当我们在这个树林里头走的时候，
we needed to find a way to entertain ourselves.
我们要想要自己来找一些乐趣，我们三兄弟。
So we started chasing squirrels.
所以我们开始来追那个松鼠。
And every single time, I don't know, raise your hand, have you chased a squirrel in this room?
你如果是追过松鼠的话，举个手。
I knew I was in good company.
我知道很多人跟我一样。
So when you chase a squirrel, where is the first place that the squirrel will run?
当你追这个松鼠的时候，它第一步，它会往哪里去啊？
straight up the tree.
直接上树往上跑。
And I think that is the picture that this proverb is trying to show us for the righteous person.
所以这个就是箴言这句经文想要描述的，我们义人要跑到高处的安稳之处。
Is that we are to be like squirrels.
我们像那个松鼠一样。
That we run straight to the safety of the tree in the midst of hardship and trial.
我们直接在我们所面对的困难和磨难之中，我们直接就是像松鼠一样往高处跑到安全之处。Meaning
we run straight to God.
意思就是我们直接跑到神那里。Because
this verse uses the word run.
这个圣经里头，这些经文里头用到了这个奔跑这个词。And this
idea of run, it has like an immediacy to it.
这个跑这个字，实际上有一个直接直跑这个意思在里头。It's
talking about like the first place that you go.
这个表示的意思，这是你第一个要去的地方，你直跑过去。
Is to this loving and just God that is this source of protection for us.
你第一个要直跑去的地方，就是那个又是公义又是有慈爱那个神，他给你保护。
Because let's think about the ways that we view God. Let's think about those three ways.
我们再想想我们前面我们也许有的这个三个对神的观点。
Right, like a disappointed God wouldn't want to protect you.
因为那个如果是对你失望的神，他
A disengaged God wouldn't even know that you needed protection.
一个冷漠的、漠不关心的神，他根本可能就不知道或不关心你需要保护。
And a God that is all loving yet not just wouldn't hate the evil to protect you from it.
而那个只是全是爱，而这个没有公义的神，他可能就根本就不会来去保护你。
It would be like that bush that you hide behind and you think that you have safety, but the pellets just come straight through.
就像前面讲到的那个灌木，你以为你找到了安全之处，但是气枪子弹不费吹灰之力就可以穿过那个灌木来击中你。
But a God that is loving and just both wants to protect you and is able to protect you.
但是那个慈爱 公义的神，他想要保护你，并且他有能力来保护你。And
he wants to protect you and to draw you near more than anything.
他能够保护你，并且他渴望把你吸引到他身边来，比任何事情这个愿望都迫切。Because
he's a good father, and it makes him sad when brokenness and evil hurts us.
因为他是一个慈爱的神，他不愿意看到。 这个破碎和罪恶来影响我们。Which
is the whole purpose, right, that he came down in the form of Jesus to free us from sin and death.
这也是他成为耶稣降生到人间来让我们解脱罪恶的这个本身的目的。
This God that has a character unlike anything that we've ever seen from this broken world.
这个神，他的品性是我们在这个破碎的世界上根本找不到、看不到的。Stepped
into the broken world to provide a way for us out of the broken world.
但是他自己进入到这个破碎的世界，来给我们保护，让我们免受这个破碎的世界的伤害。
And so we see not only that we, like squirrels, can run to God, but God is also running to us.
所以我们看到，不仅仅是我们像那个松鼠一样跑向神，我们也要看到神是跑向我们，来保护我们。
And we see this even in just the fact that we have the Bible.
我们能够看到这一点，就是我们手里的是圣经。
That God wants us to know him so badly that he would give us words to know him by.
神想要让我们知道他，让我们知道他能够给我们保护，所以他给了我们这个圣经，给了我们他的话语，告诉我们。Which
would lead into this last point, right, as we talk about how the righteous person runs to the name of the Lord.
这个就会 进入我们今天要讲的第三个点，就是说义人奔入。
That the name of the Lord is available to us.
这个神的名，耶和华的名，是我们能够得到的。
So we've already talked about the sense of immediacy and the first reaction to running to God.
我们前面已经讲到了这个直接的，这个奔向神是我们的第一反应，就是到神那里去。
But Bible scholars also talk about this metaphor of running, referring to a wholehearted and unwavering trust in God.
但是解经家讲到了这个奔入有一个特别的意义，就是全心全意、坚定不移的过去，有这个意思在里头。
And so again, in the ways that we start to think about the righteous person running immediately to God.
所以在我们想到义人马上快快的奔入到神那里去的时候，
I think it's important to think about the ways or the things that we might run to first instead of God sometimes.
我们要想提醒我们，有时候我们第一反应要跑去的地方可能不是神那里，而是一些其他的地方。
So I think sometimes it's through a sense of escapism.
有时候我们要找安全的是一种逃避主义。
Just kind of being like, I don't like this situation, so I'm going to go watch a show or listen to music or just turn my brain off.
小汉，我在这个特别不好的情况下，我怎么办呢？也许我就逃避，或许看个剧啊，看个电影啊，或许就是什么都不管。
It's kind of this method of getting through it by just going like, la 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 la.
这个就是逃避主义，我什么都不管，就把眼睛蒙上，就这样。
Or, conversely, we could try and rely on our own strength.
或者是有时候我们就来依靠我们自己的能力和力量。
We can just try and say like, I got it, I can think my way through this, etc.
有时候说啊，没有问题，我自己能够对付，我就自己有计谋，我自己有策略，我能够解决这些问题。
Or then the last way could be just running to other people.
有时候我们就是跑到别人那里去靠别人。
And other people in our life is a good thing. Like God has given us people in our life to go to, and that's a gift.
我们生活中间有其他人本来是件好的事情，神把那些人放在我们身边，有时候他们可以帮助我们。
But remember, we're talking about where do we run first.
但是在这里讲到的是我们第一反应要往跑到哪里去。
Is it running away? Is it trying to do it yourself? Or is it running to somebody else?
那到底是要跑开、逃避，是靠自己，还是去跑到别人那里去呢？
And Psalm 118, verses 8 through 9 actually talk about this.
诗篇118章第八节到第九节实际上在讲这个问题。
And it says, it is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in princes.
诗篇118八到九节说，投靠耶和华强是依赖人，投靠耶和华强是依赖王子。
And again, back in this culture,Princes would be the people who theoretically could protect you.
在当时这个文化环境里头，那个王子他有这个能力能够保护你。
But the psalmist is saying it's better to run to this loving, just God who can protect us from all things.
但是诗篇说，我们要跑向神，而不是跑向那个王子，因为神能够给我们所有的保护。信靠投靠耶和华，强是依赖王子。
And this isn't just in moments of big things either.
并且这种依靠并不是一定是惊天动地的大事情的时候，我们要有这样的依靠。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 talks about bringing every desire, every request that we have to the Lord.
腓立比书第四章第六节讲到是所有的事情，每一件事情，凡事。我们要带着祈求、祷告和感恩，把我们所需要的告诉神。
Because again, that's just who God is. He wants to be involved in all of those things.
因为这个就是神，他就是这样的，他想在每一件事情上，哪怕是小事情上来帮助我们。
So I want to ask us this morning,
所以今天早上我想问大家一个问题。
Where is your wholehearted and unwavering trust placed?
你的全心的坚定不移的信靠是放在哪里？
Is it in yourself?
是你自己吗？
Is it in other people?
是其他人吗？
Is it in just turning away?
还是什么都不管，转身离去呢？
Or is it in this just and loving God who can protect?
还是在那个慈爱公义的神身上，他能够保护我们。
So I want to put this truth back up on the screen one last time.
所以我要把今天要讲的这真理再次的放在屏幕上。
It's just the knowledge that the name of the Lord offers safety.
让我们知道耶和华的名，他能够给我们安全。
But again, this can feel kind of hard to apply.
这个有好像还是有点抽象，比较难运用。
So I want to give us three ways that hopefully we can actually try and put this into practice this week.
所以我想给大家提供三个方面的应用，我们能够在接下来的一周，我们可以在生活中间来操练。
So the first one would be to just memorize Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 through 7.
第一件事，可能我们能做的就是来背诵出埃及记三十四章
verses 6 and 7,
第六第七节。
And I know it can seem like a lot, right? Because it's a big block of text.
也许对有人来说，这个好像有点难呢、啊。这个蛮长的两节经文。
But I would encourage if you've learned a song, it's shorter than a song.
但是我还是来鼓励大家要争取把它背下来，因为你如果能记住一首歌的歌词的话，这个比一首歌的歌词要短。
And I also want to show the value of it, right? Because it's hard to run to a name that you don't actually know.
我还鼓励大家要知道这句经文的这个价值，因为你要跑向一个名字，你不知道这个名字本身的含义和定义。
So that would be the first application recommendation.
所以这是我推荐的第一个应用，就是背诵出埃及三十四章第六第七节。
The second one would be to go to the book of Psalms.
第二个应用是大家去可以看看诗篇。
And find one of the titles that the psalmist gives God.
来找这个诗篇里头给神的一个名称。
All through Psalms, God is referred to as deliverer and protector and father.
在整个这个诗篇里头，神有很多的名字，包括他的解救者，他是保护者，他是父神。
So the challenge is to pick one of those, and every time you pray this week, open up your prayer with, "O Lord, my insert title."
所以你取中间的一个名字，在这个圣经里祷告中间的时候，就说：“哦，神啊，你是我的。”然后就把那个词放进去。
And the reason I would encourage that, right, is because it starts our prayers with a recognition of who God is.
我推荐大家这样做的话，因为这样的话，我们每一次祷告的时候，让我们来思想神他是一个什么样的神。
Before we look at our circumstance and ask God for things, we talk about who He is.
在我们看我们自己的情况，需要神来帮助之前，我们首先看到是神的名，神是什么样的一个神。
And then the last one is a little bit harder.
第三个应用可能稍微难一些。
But it would be to get a journal or a piece of paper.
就是你可以写个日记，或者你拿一张，拿出你的纸和笔。
And take an inventory of the ways that you respond to trials.
Okay, 就是把你这个面对试炼的时候你做的这些事情都把它记录下来。
So, you know, if somebody accidentally backs into your car, asking the question, "Man, did I go watch a Netflix show, or did I go to friends, or did I go to God?"
比如说这个人家倒车撞到你的时候，你碰到这种事情怎么办？你是去在 Netflix 上看个电影呢，还是去找别人帮忙呢？还是去 依靠神。
And I would share that list with a friend so that they can hold you accountable to being able to run to the Lord first.
然后我要把我写的这个清单给我的朋友来看，让他一起来监督，让我能够真正做到我要做的是信靠神。
So, more than anything this morning, just want to point to the fact that God is so loving and so just, and He is drawing near to you today.
最后还是要重申的这一点是，我们的神他是一个如此慈爱的神，又是一个如此有恩典的神，他要亲近我们。
And that because of who He is, there is safety found in Him.
因为他的品性，他本身的品性，我们在他那里能找到我们的安全。
So, I'm going to go ahead and pray to close.
好，我会有个结束的祷告。
God, we just thank you so much for who you are. Lord, we thank you that you are this loving and just God, and that you invite us to find safety in you. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that is who you are. And I just ask for all of us in this room that we would just draw near to you this week and that we would feel your nearness and be able to trust that you are a God who protects, that you are telling the truth when you say these things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sweet. Thank you all.